You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Silver and Black today, an Odyssey original podcast. We appreciate you guys being with us. You can also catch the show on 98.5 The Fan and 1140 The Bet in Las Vegas. If you're listening and dialing in the radio, or now it's just touching, right? There's no knobs anymore, really. But anyway, you can find it there or stream it on the Odyssey app, which is a really cool app, or anywhere you get your audio. All right, Mo, let's talk in this segment. The season coming to an end on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders. Of course, a disappointing season for the fans, a disappointing season in that lots of change is going to hit this organization in the offseason. We know starting at quarterback, we'll see a lot of changes on the defense, some on the offensive line. We don't know about coaching staff, although I think the coaching staff mostly at the highest levels, coordinator levels, will stay intact, no problem, especially when the offensive coordinator technically is your head coach. He's not going anywhere either. But as the season comes to an end, the Raiders have an opportunity, Mo, with this game against the Chiefs to not only beat one of their hated AFC West rivals, but perhaps to play spoiler with the seeding for the AFC playoffs. Now, we don't know as of this show what the NFL is going to do about the Bengals and the Bills. We know they're not playing that game this week, clearly, because we're rolling up on Thursday. And then Sunday, they've kept week 18 as is. Are they going to add this game between week 18 and the first week of the playoffs somehow? We don't know. On a short week, a Thursday, we don't know what's going to happen. So it could end up that they count it as a no contest. Both teams are not punished and the winning percentages rule out. If that's the case, then the Chiefs pretty much get the number one seed. But the Raiders have the opportunity here to play spoiler. And Jarrett Stidham, round two, has a great game against the number one defense in the NFL. Now gets to play the middle road off our defense. But on the other side, offense, Mahomes having another MVP-like year. How do you see the matchup here for the Raiders, knowing the issues they have on defense? We saw it last year against the 49ers, last week against the 49ers, but also on offense with still a young quarterback who's got a lot to prove.
I think we're going to see a scoring shootout part two in the Wild Wild West between the Chiefs and the Raiders. Last game was 30-29 Chiefs. I think we could see a similar score, assuming Jarrett Stidham looks even close to as impressive as he did in his career start debut. So I think Jarrett Stidham is going to actually play well. A lot of people have said, you know, pump the brakes. It's one game. And we've said that too, that once you put a full game on film as a starter, defenses are able to game plan. They know your tendencies. They pick up on certain things that you do that you may not see that you do under the huddle, that tips them off to how you're going to throw, where you're going to put the ball. So it's going to be a tougher challenge. But as you said, it's a weaker defense compared to the 49ers unit. The Chiefs have allowed the most passing touchdowns this season. So that's something to look forward to if you're a Raiders fan, you're cheering for Jarrett Stidham to possibly get meaningful snaps in 2023. But again, I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I think it could be a 6-point game either way, but I'm going to say that the Chiefs win it because they're going to have more on the line. And as I've said, the Raiders defense, while it has played well in stretches, let's not overblow this. Their secondary, not good. Nate Hobbs has had his struggles. Merrick has had his struggles. No Denzel Perryman, no Chandler Jones. That Chiefs defense is going to put up a lot of points.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at, too. I think and maybe I'm a little more bullish, I think the Raiders could win this game if their offense performs like it did and limits turnovers. Listen, I mean, if the Raiders if Stidham isn't knocked back into, and I'm not making excuses, he threw an interception. His first interception actually was worse than the second. But if you look at what happened there with Colton Miller, and he completes that pass because the receiver was open, by the way. If he does hit that pass, the Raiders are in the red zone, maybe even a touchdown, and they win it in overtime. So I look at that and I think to myself, if the Raiders can limit, and Jarrett Stidham can limit turnovers and then get a break somehow from the Chiefs with a turnover, then I think they can outscore the Chiefs. But I think that's going to be a hard task because I do believe exactly what you said, which is this defense is going to have a hard time containing. Listen, in what year, Travis Kelce in 6 or 7, I can't remember, they've not been able to stop him in that many years in any game. They can't stop him. They can't stop him. So Travis Kelce is going to go nuts, and then you're going to have Patrick Mahomes doing what Patrick Mahomes does. And so, yeah, you're going to have to outscore them. So the odds of the Raiders beating them, I think, is low, but it is there if they can play, quote unquote, almost like that perfect game on offense. And I think Jarrett Stidham showed he could. If he limits two plays last week, I think they beat the 49ers. So we'll see how it all goes down. But as folks roll into this game, I mean, the Chiefs too, Mo, here's the thing. As I said to start this segment, we don't know what's going to happen with the seeding quite yet. If the Chiefs know by Sunday that they got the number one seed locked in, do they pull people back?
Possibly. And Raider fans will probably not want to hear that because they want a higher draft pick when it comes exactly. Rolls around in April. So I know Rock Raider 585 asked me, you know, what are the implications if the Raiders actually win or lose that game? I think they could slide up or down 2 spots based on the other teams. The Falcons are in that area, top 10, top 11 picks. The Carolina Panthers are in that group. So it all depends on what some other teams do. But if you're rooting for a higher draft pick, obviously you're rooting. I hate to say rooting for a loss as a fan, but some fans are saying, well, the best case scenario is Jarrett Stidham looks good. The Raiders lose close to maintain a good spot in the draft order.
Right, because I think the highest they can move up at this point, based on what we know, is 6, right?
6 or 7.
6 or 7. So
because the Falcons are right with them too.
Yeah, the Falcons are right with them. So we'll see what happens there. And I think, listen, I think the Raiders, if they go after a quarterback in the draft, they're gonna probably try to trade up anyway, no matter where they land. But we'll see how that all works out. But it's this season again more. I think the Derek Carr situation, as explosive as that has been for fans, I'm not surprised by it, right? Because we had talked about the fact since the contract extension that he had an out. So this season being kind of with the upheaval in the season has been much more about wins and losses. And then as time went on, it was about the quarterback, and you get that. But I think for Raider fans, it would be nice in some ways to win the game to end the season. But to your point, when they're now in a, if you want to call it a mini rebuild mode, whatever you want to call it, retooling mode, however you want to say it, to lose has its benefits.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Right, I guess that's the soft landing, but you... we, as much as we talk about lose and get a good draft pick, you just said it though. what if they're able to get a one for Derek Carr? I don't think it lessens the significance of it, are they 6 or 8? Because
right.
if they, let's say they want CJ Stroud, I'm just putting this out there. Let's say they want CJ Stroud and they want to move up for him. You're going to probably package 2 first-round picks to move up anyway. Now, of course, you have to have a dance partner in a trade move like that. Is a team going to be willing to move back? What if, you know, what if the top 2 teams or top 3 teams want CJ Stroud as well? So to me, there are so many moving parts here.
Oh yeah.
I think the Rams, if they beat the Seahawks, that's how the Raiders will move up to the 6th spot. If the Rams beat the Seahawks and the Falcons beat the Buccaneers, Tom Brady is playing, by the way, then the Raiders lose, they can move up to 6. And I'm sure fans would be ecstatic because people are pining for Jalen Carter. And they're saying, well, if the Raiders get a veteran quarterback and they keep Stidham, he could be their developmental guy, get a top defender instead of a quarterback with the first pick. So a lot to talk about, obviously, a lot of playoff implications, draft implications. But I'm sure you and Murph will do a good job breaking it all down after the Chiefs game is over.
Yeah, we will. And that's where we're going to catch you next time, is on Saturday. Of course, the Raiders game is on Saturday this week, and as it was bumped to Saturday. So we will be with you after the game live. Myself, Murph, and Evan Grote will have instant reaction to how the Raiders perform against the Chiefs. So we'll get to see how Jarrett Stidham does as well. And then Mo and I will be back in our normal slot next Tuesday to talk about this. But Mo thinks the Chiefs, I think... sort of the Chiefs, maybe the Raiders. I'm kind of in the middle on it. I think it could go either way. But if I'm throwing money down on it, I'm not betting the Jets when Mo tells me, because he told me last week to bet the Jets, and I did, and they didn't win. I was really disappointed. You warned me, though. You said, I'm telling you, but I'm not. Yeah. So anyway, but if I was betting, I'm betting the Chiefs for sure, depending on the line. We'll see where the line's at. But anyhow, we appreciate you being with us. Mo, I know you had your column about possible destinations for Derek Carr based on David Carr, you know, not being in a weird situation or a dysfunctional situation. Anything else coming up you want to tell people about?
Actually, Wednesday, I had out the scenarios for Jarrett Stidham. Basically, I said Jarrett Stidham is probably, at the very least, going to be the number 2 quarterback. Now, if the Raiders obviously go out and get a Brady, Jimmy G, Mac Jones, who I've thrown out, fans hate that idea, but I think Mac Jones is a possibility outside the box, of course. If one of those guys joins the Raiders, then Jarrett Stidham is going to be the number 2 guy. Yeah. The interesting part is if the Raiders don't bring in another veteran, And they just draft a rookie, Jarrett Stidham has a legitimate chance to be the starting quarterback in 2023, assuming that he plays well against the Chiefs. So I talked about that. The other column, as you mentioned, quarterback carousel. Basically, I played matchmaker, matched a quarterback with the team. I took 8 of the top quarterbacks who are going to be available via free agency or trade, aka Derek Carr. And I have a spot for Derek Carr. I don't want to get too far into it. You mentioned it on a previous segment, but I have 2 yes. spots that I think Derek Carr fits. And one spot that I put out there on Thursday, I think people are going to not be too surprised, but you don't hear a lot of people talking about it.
Oh, I mentioned last week, Miami, if Tua's done. So
I'm with you on that one. Reggie McKenzie is a front office executive. A lot of people are forgetting this. A lot of people are connecting Derek Carr to the Titans because Todd Downing is the offensive coordinator.
Yes.
Todd Downing has not been a great offensive coordinator. I wouldn't be surprised if the Titans let him go. Remember, the Titans fire their GM in the middle of the season. So I wouldn't be surprised if the direction of that team is up in flux. And remember what David Carr said on NFL Network. His brother wants stability. The Titans are in the midst of changes, I don't think that's appealing to Derek Carr.
Correct. Yeah. Miami's in a much better state. Also, Miami, who is really sucking wind because they don't have a quarterback.
A healthy
quarterback. So that's what's happened there. If they had Derek Carr playing at his normal level right now, they're not in the middle of a 7-game losing streak or 6-game. I can't remember what it is at now, but I think they're there. So there you go. So there's kind words about Derek Carr for those of you keeping notes and seeing how many times I say things.
And Derek doesn't miss games. So that he'd be perfect. If the Raiders can't get a 1 for Derek Carr and they have to settle for a 2, which Miami Dolphins do have, he would be perfect for Miami. He would have Tyreek Hill. He would have Jalen Waddle. Yeah. Some key defenders over there. And again, he's healthy. Tua can't stay healthy. Teddy Bridgewater can't stay healthy. Derek Carr will uplift that franchise.
And it's a warm weather city. Yes, he's got to play in New England, Buffalo, and some other spots on the Cincinnati. West Coast, but he's Cincinnati. But other than that, he's, you know, I think he's fine. So we'll see how it goes. All right, Mo, we will talk to you next week, my friend.
We'll see if it's a win or a loss for the Raiders, but talk about it either way.
That's right. All right. For everyone here at Silver and Black today, including our producer, David Stepanian, and Mo Moten, I am Scott Gilbranson. Don't forget, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get the show, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find it. Also, make sure you check out the YouTube channel. You can watch us there as well. Subscribe, hit the notifications bell. For everybody here, have a great, great weekend. Enjoy the game, everybody, and we will talk to you Saturday night live after Raiders versus Chiefs. Take care, everybody.